I hide my shoes. You know I dreamed last night about pie and sky. You're the only fool that ever learned how to fly. Woke up in the morning with a tear in my eye. You know, over easy is a hard egg to fry. Oh. Easy come, easy go. Make a soup tonight. Easy come, easy go. Where it comes from, where it goes, nobody knows. I see it, now it goes. Said she would, but I know she won't. Easy come, easy go.
Live music from Cheap Champagne here on the Juke Joint. I'm going to try something here. I'm going to try to maybe use this microphone for Earl and Loretta, because that might do a better job of picking up your voice, especially if you move a little closer. And then we'll put this one on Dave and Jeff. And actually, in case people are wondering, if you want to talk briefly, I guess we've got a couple new members of the band here, sweet Loretta.
Oh, we sure do. It's really a delight to have Jeff Edwards, who comes to us all the way from Michigan in the extraordinaire Urban Airs. He had a great band out there, but, you know, circumstances are that we get to have the benefit of him here in Massachusetts. He plays a suitcase. He's got a suitcase that he kicks for a bass drum and a few other percussive items. He plays a whistle, he plays spoons, he plays anything that you can make a rhythm out of. Is that correct, Jeff?
Right.
It's great to have him. Then we have David Nappy, who's played off and on with us, of course, for years, and he's going to host the workshop stage next Saturday at the Essex Music Festival. He's got a great voice, which we all know, great guitar work, and it's really a delight to have him. Cheap Champagne Review has always been kind of a conglomeration of anybody and everybody from the North Shore, and we're just delighted to have these two fellas join us. And next Saturday, there's going to be tons of musicians joining us, and it's just a really special and great event. David, you also sponsor a open mic.
Right. There's an next open mic that I'll be hosting tomorrow at the Pig's Eye Restaurant.
At the Pig's Eye Restaurant in Salem on Derby Street.
And that's too close. Okay, you're fine now.
Okay, good. And if you come down around 8:30-ish, 9 o'clock, and get signed up for the hoot. We'll let the first so many people who sign up get to play three songs. So come on down, it'll be a lot of fun. Or if you just want to come down and listen, that will be fun too.
All right, now I'll tell you what, before the next song, give me just a second to switch this mic over to there. And then you're going to do another tune here.
We're going to do a blues tune, Bob.
Okay, that's perfect for a blues show. Give me a second now, let me just move this over. It's gonna be fun. We're experimenting here with the sound. And if you could just get a little closer, that's about, if I can raise that, that'll be fine. We'll get your ball. Go right ahead.
cheating. You act like it's a game. Way you treat me, mama, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Oh, babe, I can't believe a word that you say. When you abuse me, mama, I wouldn't treat a dog that way. Over your house. When I go, you're never home. Call you on the telephone. I can tell that you're not alone. Oh, babe. I can't believe a word that you said. Well, you abuse me, mama. I wouldn't treat a dog that way. You had to visit your sick friend. Wanna take her flowers, so I gave you money to spend. Said I'd drive you over there, but you told me it wasn't that far. Next thing I know, you're downtown buying drinks for the boys at the bar. Oh, babe, I can't believe a word that you said. Well, you're abusing me, mama. I wouldn't be the dog. Mama, I wouldn't treat a dog that way. You abuse me, mama. I wouldn't treat a dog that way.
Yeah, live music from Cheap Champagne. I'm going to have to lean over into this microphone, but that's all right. And I do believe that's on your CD. We just gave away three copies of it, right? And that's
both those songs were.
Yeah, both Jeff, those songs are, definitely.
Me and Jeff weren't on the CD, though.
Well, there's always the next one,
that's right?
But remember, the excuse is that David Nappy was off getting married at the time. Oh, you know, he had an excuse.
I suggest, how about cheaper champagne as a title, perhaps? Or how about, I think, last time I saw you guys live, seeing as how you say this after every song, I think a good title would be, "That's a True Story."
Yeah.
Okay, what's up next?
Dave Nappy's up next.
All right.